What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Time for the question of the day, inspired by Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets, as some of y'all took to calling him affectionately, his time with the New York Giants is done. In fact, they feel like they might be close to a new era there, but we'll have that conversation and around the NFL. However, Tommy DeVito, his time is done, so he ends up being kind of a flash in the pan that I think a lot of people enjoyed, and that led to the question, what is your favorite all-time flash-in-the-pan athlete or sports flash-in-the-pan? Because I guess that could also happen with like a team or maybe something like that. Coach, 713-572-4610. Sports singer?
An artist is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But we're focused on sports.
One-hit wonders. Yeah, we're focusing on sports. Forget all that nonsense. I got so many that just came racing through my mind. You want to go Wayback Machine first or more recently?
I mean, pick one. Yeah, we'll bounce we can it do around.
That. Wayback Machine, Mark the Bird Fidrich. I'm not going to say I was like a big fan, but he was one of those guys I just could not watch. You know, he was just animated on the mound, Tigers pitcher. I think he won 21 games. Absolute monster.
Do they call that he got some lettuce? Is that what they call that?
He had the long lettuce, the long hair, got the money. Cover of Sports Illustrated. He was one. Charlie Kerfeld. You remember Charlie Kerfeld, old timers?
No.
From 1986.
I definitely don't remember that.
Look up Charlie Kerfeld's numbers. That dude was very animated as well.
He's I like me some numbers.
Yeah. Big time season in 1986 when the Astros won the division, made the playoffs, all that jazz. More recently, Will Fuller counts, doesn't he?
Flash in the pan. Yeah,
there was so many.
Was it that first year or second year?
It was second year.
Second year where it was, man, that was kind of like.
I was like, this guy's a stud.
Yeah, especially when
he got. And then he's out.
When he got with Deshaun.
Not just going somewhere else. He's gone.
Yeah, he disappeared.
Yes.
And Will Fuller was my favorite type of athlete. Like I've learned about myself that the quickest way to my heart as an athlete is be incredibly fast. Mm-hmm. And he was just, I'm taking 9 routes or die, right? Like I'm just taking you over the top and I'm hitting you over the head with it. Mm-hmm. And he was so good at it, except the hamstrings just would not hold up now, would they?
Yeah.
That was very, very frustrating. So already on the text line, you guys coming in strong and one pops up, which is funny because I thought about this, but I was like, actually, I was not that much a fan of the dude. It was more the phenomenon and something that happened around it from the 832, 281, 713, Jeremy Lin. Lin Sanity.
Oh, yes, sir.
And
that was the best to me, man.
It was really fun, but you know what the most fun part about it was to me is that NBA players on the backside were like, you know what? This ends today. This ends today. Was it the Miami Heat?
He had two weeks of really good.
And then he had, remember, the Rockets ended up signing him to a pretty solid contract afterwards. Like, he was a solid player in the league. Mm-hmm. And it's a highlight.
Did he go off on Kobe, too?
Because
Kobe respectfully said, like, he ain't know who he was like that, which nobody really knew.
He didn't know who he was.
I think he dropped like 38. something crazy. Like,
he had some game winners and everything. Like, I think it highlights how much there's a lot less division when it comes to some of these players. And I know there's a lot of division when it comes to the best versus the worst at these leagues, but there's a lot less division than sometimes we can make. And sometimes it's just the role that you exist in, right? I can do all these things, but he's better at that. So I'm not going to do all those things. I'm going to focus on my role of, you know, playing defense or knocking down spot up shooting.
Yeah.
And then if the stars align and you have the opportunity to do that, maybe you might have 2 weeks of being the biggest thing in all of
and
sports.
And it's in New York City.
That's the thing.
It's in New York City.
But my absolute favorite is he got the Miami Heat, and the Miami Heat were like, I'll be damned. If this happened, they was like, LeBron, you pick him up. Like, we stopping this today. Yeah. Today.
How about you guys?
The one that came to mind for me and is because, look, I'm going to bring up race. Everybody batting down the hatches.
Switching the music.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that it was such a fun novelty, and I think we all knew it was a novelty as it was happening, so it made it even more fun. You remember that year that Peyton Hillis was really good at toting the rock?
Yeah.
He made a Madden cover, and we were all like, this is not sustainable at all.
Yeah.
We were like, this is going to stop happening, but while this is happening, let's all get involved with the white running back right here. Let's do this. Peyton Hillis was cold that year.
Yeah.
Peyton Hillis was absolutely cold that year.
I'm looking at tennis right now, and the first person I thought about, and I thought he was going to be, I thought he was going to carry tennis at one point, but Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, yeah.
That brother was so entertaining. I'm like, man, he
what missed happened? One.
That's why I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's. I think some of it is the mental aspect of it. Like, he has a good amount of that. And then, like, just the way that he views tennis, it seems like he's not as much of like a robot as some of the best players are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has a lot of other interests as well.
He kind of lazy with it too.
Yeah.
Like, you can see him whenever he's not serving, you can tell he don't even want to try to run and get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought he was going to be the one to kind of put tennis on the map, but make it cool and not the typical proper tennis type deal.
Yeah.
With the, you know, talking smack and all this other stuff. But I damn near forgot about Buddy.
Hey, someone said Damian Pierce. Trending.
Well,
it's trending.
We might be. That's right. You know what? I'm with Andre.
Yeah.
I'm with Andre on this one. That was to you, Lopez.
It was to you.
Some other answers that have come in. Jose Lima.
Okay.
21-10.
So Sean
99.
Sean and I were talking about him before the show. And he is an interesting one because yes, maybe 21-10 in 1999. He went 16-8 in 98. So he had like 2 years, but then they opened then Enron Park. He walked in there and said, yeah, that ain't great. I hate that left field wall. Sure enough, went 7-16 the first year.
Damn.
It was in his head. It was in his head. Like I said, then it was called Enron.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Field.
What about this one? Remember a couple years ago, this might have been around 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. Remember for the Astros, the dude by the name of Tyler White? Mm. And we used to call him Big Shark or...
I forgot what it was.
Yeah. The Big White and all that stuff. Man, we were going crazy over that dude. Mm-hmm. That dude just... I don't know what happened.
Hey, does Ray Gunn count, the breakdancer from the Olympics?
No. Because she wasn't good. We was just...
That's why I'm asking.
That she wasn't even the Flash.
But yeah. She was a Flash, but maybe for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it wasn't a good Flash.
Steve Slayton?
Yeah, that's the one that just came in from the 832. Absolutely. Somebody said, I can't temper his name, but the last name was White. Rockets drafted him, and he was... Oh, are you talking Royce White? That wasn't even a Flash.
He was never good. He was never good.
Did he really play with the team? Because I remember they tried to create...
he didn't travel.
Yeah, they tried to create accommodations for him to, like, bus around the league, and then it just... That
was crazy.
Ruined his relationship with the squad. A guy that drafted out of Iowa State. Why do I remember that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But thought Royce White was going to be cold, and then just, like... And he was dealing with mental health things. I know that was... But it became so hard to try and navigate the Rockets. Yeah. Like, you know what? We're washing our hands of this.
Matt Maloney,
baby.
Yeah. Boy, he got paid for like 10 years. And he wasn't here for 8 of them.
Those are my favorites, by the way, are the Flash in the Pans, of the dude that could turn the Flash in the Pan into some money. You mentioned Jeremy Lin. How about my guy, who is a legend at the bank? You remember former Packers quarterback and then Seahawks quarterback then Raiders quarterback, Matt Flynn? Yeah, baby. Legend at the bank. He got paid off of what, like 3 games for like 6 years? I was like, shout out to Matt Flynn.
I remember that.
I love that. Some other ones that have come in. Somebody said their least favorite was Brock Osweiler. Josh Gordon. I don't even know how much that counts as Flash. Because every time, the first year was.
Mm-hmm. He was on a legendary run, man. Yeah. That brother was at like 1,500 yards in like 12 games. Mm-hmm. He just something wild.
Mm-hmm. I felt so bad for him because that felt like a case of a dude who you could tell wanted to do right so bad but just couldn't. Like, he almost just couldn't get out of his way.
It's more of a sad story.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
Maybe you could say, well, you know, hey. You know, because it was the weed, wasn't it, that was getting him? He just kept hitting on that weed.
Yeah.
Maybe you say that he was just a bad decision maker or whatever, but it just felt like whenever he came out and had conversations that every time he got suspended, he sounded so damn sincere about trying to get right. It felt to me like, he can't help himself. Because nobody wants to be in that situation where they keep giving up all this money with all this talent.
Yeah, yeah.
But he just couldn't get right.
That brother was, I want to say, like 3 straight weeks at 200-plus yards.
Mm-hmm.
Just a
problem. On an awful team.
I don't know if y'all will even remember this one, but it's a fantastic answer. Icky Woods. Remember the Icky Shuffle?
Yeah. Bengals defensive lineman?
Super Bowl. I think he scored in the Super Bowl and did the Icky Shuffle. And then nowhere. Nowhere.
Man, there's a number of these coming in here. Yeah. Somebody said, hell no to Royce Weiss. He was trash. Is Zion considered a flash in the pan because of college? Yeah, that's the tough part. Some of the people that are coming in, I'm like, I don't even know. Like, somebody said Vince Young. And if we're including college, ain't no flash there, brother.
Nah.
That was a supernova.
That was a light show.
That was crazy. So we'll come back around to this. But appreciate you guys getting involved on the question of the day. You're in the loop. Here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into around the NFL, talk about some of the notable NFL roster cuts, and maybe the teams most likely to make a change midseason at quarterback as we're starting to get that together. We'll do that next.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.